Hello, everyone. Thanks so much for listening. I'm going to do my best over the next little while to give you some idea about what Audible is and ways that I navigate it. It's a really great site. It's a wonderful resource. It does have its challenges, and just because I do something a certain way doesn't necessarily mean that that's the way you'll want to do it. As you poke around, you may come up with other ways of doing things, but at least hopefully, if you're not quite sure how to do some of the stuff, it'll give you a start. To begin with, of course, in case you're not as familiar with it, what is Audible? Well, Audible is a site where you can download all sorts of different audio materials. There are books, a lot of which are unabridged, and one of the things I really like about Audible is that when you look at the title, it always says unabridged if it's unabridged. If it doesn't say anything, that means it's abridged. Occasionally in their emails, some book won't tell you one way or the other, but if you go to the site and look at a book, it'll always say unabridged if it is. In addition, there's radio shows, there's NPR programming, there are digests of newspapers that they do every day. So if you wanted to listen to a digest of the New York Times on your way to work or something, you could do that. So they have some original material, drama, science fiction, all kinds of fun stuff. And it's really neat. They have a variety of membership plans. You don't have to be a member of Audible to use the site. You can simply go to the site, find a book that you want, add it to your shopping cart, and buy it. You have to create a login. You do need a username and password, and you need to be able to, you know, set that up, and you provide your credit card in that process. Then you never need your credit card again, which is kind of neat. But you can simply sign up like that and then buy stuff when you want it. Or they also have various membership plans. They have their Listener Gold plan, which you get one credit per month. A credit can be used to buy a book or a magazine subscription. In some cases, you can actually get more than one thing for a credit. Certain magazine articles are really short things. You might be able to get multiple ones. And then in some cases, you need more than one credit to buy something. You kind of have to be sure you look. When you look at the price for a book, it'll also tell you how many credits. I think the most I ever saw was a Spanish, really huge Spanish tutorial that was going for like 8 credits. So it was $120. I think you're probably better off paying the cash. But in most cases, it's only one credit. So they have this plan, which you get one credit per month, and also 30% off any other books that you buy, and something called Member Audio, which gives you a free subscription to either the Wall Street Journal or New York Times Digest, and also a bunch of freebies, different free programs. It really varies. I've gotten occasionally something really neat. Got a 8-hour science fiction collection one time, 2.5-hour suspense radio show collection at one point. It was, you know, not the show Suspense, but I mean a mix of different suspense programming that was suspenseful. And I've gotten a lot of weeks where I've gone and there's been absolutely nothing that I wanted. You don't have to download them. You just can take the ones you want. So you get all of those things, and it's $14.95 a month. Right now they're offering the first 3 months for $7.49 per month. Then there's a Listener Platinum plan, which is exactly the same, except that it's 2 credits per month instead of 1, and that's $22.95 per month. One thing about their credits, they do roll over, so that if you didn't use your credit 1 month, you would have it the second month, so you'd have 2 to spend. And that can be nice, because occasionally there's things that do cost multiple credits. you can roll up to 5 credits. I know on the basic plan, or on the gold plan, I think you might be able to roll over more with some of the higher plans. So 1 credit per month, and the member audio stuff is $14.95. 2 credits is $22.95 per month. They also have the platinum yearly plan, where you get 12 credits all at once for $149.50 per year, and then all those other benefits. And then they have that was their gold plus plan. And then they have their platinum plus, where you get 24 credits all at once for $229.50 per year. Obviously, those are the best per credit deal, but you've got to pay for the books up front. For all your credits at once instead of spreading it out. Their plans do automatically renew if you don't do anything. So, especially if you get one of those yearly plans, keep in mind that 12 months from now you're going to get charged for another bunch of books. Now, another thing about these plans is that on a new account, you can get $100 off an MP3 player when you sign up for these things. The deal with that, though, is you need to call Audible to set up the account. So the way it works is, at least right now, and this changes all the time, I called today to find out what they were doing currently and if there was a promo, and they said that through the end of April, and they've been extending it, so who knows for how much longer after that, what you would do is call up and set up the account with them, and then in their email that they send you confirming your username and password and such, there would be a promotional code that you could use at Amazon.com to pay for a player, or to get $100 off a player. Now, you can't use it for any player. I was thinking last fall of perhaps starting a new account, because if you already have one, you can start a new one and get this plan. So I was thinking maybe I could start a new account and get one of the new iPod Shuffles. But that player only costs $89, and at that time, anyway, they weren't offering this promotion for that, and it's still true. She said the player had to actually cost more than $100 to begin with. So you're not going to get a free player, but you might get a pretty cheap one. So if you're, interested, and even if it's not now, even if it's, 6 months from now, you're thinking about starting an Audible plan, be sure and call them up if you're interested in the promos and see what they might be doing, so that you don't miss out, because they have been offering something similar to this for a very long time. You can also create an account online, and certainly if all you want to do is buy books occasionally, that would probably be the way to go. One thing to understand as you're thinking about downloading books and that sort of thing is that Audible books come in different formats. These formats are different levels of compression, which means that the ones that take up the least amount of space sound the worst. There are 4 formats, formats 1 through 4. Format 1, I've never, I guess I did actually. There was one book I bought that was only available in format 1. And then there are a few books that were originally in format 1, but then they made them available in format 2 just so that people could play them on something other than just their PC. It sounds pretty awful. And there are a few things on the site, some dramas that were done in format 1, and those really sound terrible in, so I really, unless you really, really want the content and that's the only way you can get it, I would highly recommend avoiding format 1. It's only 2 megabytes per hour, which is just an absurd level of compression. The next format up, format 2, is 4 megabytes per hour. And if all it is someone reading a book, it actually doesn't sound bad. It's a little tinny. It's not a really full sound, but it's very clear. You can certainly understand what they're saying. And it doesn't, I don't find anyway, the format business too distracting. I don't find it distracting at all if it's just a person reading. Now, one time I got, they were offering some of the 9/11 Commission hearings for free via C-SPAN, which was really cool. They do that fairly regularly if you want. Like the last election, they had both conventions, the Democratic and Republican conventions, and the debates and all kinds of stuff that they offered for free download. A nice service. I got one of those in format 2, and it was fine when they were talking, but when they when people clapped, oh man, it sounded horrible. So for anything that's a live performance or that might possibly have any music in it, I would strongly suggest going for format 3 at least. Format 3 is 7 megabytes per hour. And it works very nicely for spoken material, and it's okay for things like applause. It's still not great for music. And again, this is subjective. You know, you'll hear people say only format 4 is tolerable. You'll hear the whole spectrum. This is just my take on it. Format 4 at 14 megabytes an hour really, I think, sounds quite good. I download stuff pretty regularly that has some music and such in it, and using format 4, I really don't have any complaint about the sound. I still download some things in format 2, though, if I know it's just reading and I don't want to take up a whole bunch of space on my player. It's a good option. So I think it's really, I like to be, you know, kind of flexible with that and download the format that I think is going to work the best, or also will fit on, you know, work on the player that I'm using. So, you know, the main considerations are, you know, what kind of music or file is it going to be? Is it going to have a lot of music and such? And then how much room do you want it to take up? Another feature of Audible books is that they often have section markers in them. Now, sometimes these are more useful than others. I've seen books where the only section marks are at sort of random spots in the text, probably where the original sides of tapes or CDs ended, and so they just put a mark there. I've seen some where there are just sort of annoyingly few of them, like Book of Fairy Tales I got for my son, where they had one every 3 or 4 stories, and you're like, would it have killed you to put in one after every chapter, after every story? Then there's sometimes where it's very nicely done. There was a Arthur Clarke collection that I got where not only every story, but every major section within a story had a section mark, which was just lovely. And then things like language lessons, where each lesson will have a mark, so they can be extremely useful. Oh, the other place is with the magazines, the New York Times one. I would check that out a couple times, and between each story, they had one. So, you know, it was invaluable. You could say, oh, I don't want this story, I want to go to the next section. Some players make it very easy to go between sections. It's pretty easy on the Olympus. It's quite easy on the Movo players. Unfortunately, the iPod Shuffle does not let you do that. You can do it in iTunes and then sync with your Shuffle and then move to a section, but you can't really on the go, you know, on the fly. So if you were thinking about getting, like, the New York Times or something from Audible, and you're thinking about getting an iPod Shuffle, I would strongly suggest getting something else instead. I have an iPod Nano, and on there, it works better the higher the format. So with format 2, the section mark is off. When you say go to the next section, it's close, but it's off by, I don't know, maybe 10 seconds. And then you get up to format 4, where it's off by 2 seconds. It's a bit annoying. I'd like it to be right on the money, but at least it's, you know, it's close. You know, if I was going to do something that involved sections, seriously, I would much rather use the Olympus player. I've had 2 different Movo players and had different luck with, you know, one wasn't quite right on and the other one is. So I'm not really sure, what to tell you about the Movo. The Movo mix that I have, it's perfect. So that's a good player if you... you know, if that's something important to you. All right, now we will move on to actually getting around. I'm sorry, the screen reader is going to be a little loud. I had some trouble getting a decent recording where the microphone was loud enough, and At this point, it's almost loud enough, but I'm afraid when the screen reader is talking, it's going to be a bit loud, and I'm sorry, but I really just don't know what else I can do with it to make it work better. So please bear with me on that. Okay, what we'll do is we're going to search for a book. We're going to find it and look at its details a little bit. Listen to a sample from it. Add it to my wish list. And then go through at least part of the process of how you would add it to the shopping cart. So I've already got the site up. I'm using WindowEyes at the moment. I tend to prefer WindowEyes. I have both WindowEyes and JAWS because I write tutorials where I use both, and it's just so wonderful to have them both when you're trying to tell people what commands to use and such, to be able to try stuff out with both. And I really prefer WindowEyes for navigating websites for the most part. And definitely on the Audible site, there are places where WindowEyes is a lot easier to use. But if you do use JAWS, I will give you some tips on how to do it with that. And I may switch at some point. We'll see how things go, and do some stuff with JAWS as well. A lot of it's the same, but some of it isn't. And I'll try to point out the places where it isn't. Okay, so we're going to go over. I've already got Audible, the Audible site up.
Audiobooks colon by audiobooks online at audible.com - Windows Internet Explorer, arrow.
Oh, I should probably slow that down, shouldn't I? All right, I have it slower now. Let's try it again.
Audiobooks colon by audiobooks online at audible.com - Windows Internet Explorer. Audiobooks by audiobooks online at audible.com - Windows Internet Explorer. Combo edit box address.
Yeah, right. We got that the first time. Okay, so always a challenge trying to think of a book that might amuse everyone to at least look for, but I have a 5-year-old son who loves Winnie the Pooh, and a few weeks ago they had a free chapter from it, and now of course he wants the whole thing. So, that might be a fun one to look for. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the first form field on the screen. If I were using JAWS, I would hit F to do that. I'm going to hit C. All right, maybe I'm not on the
Audiobooks by audiobooks online at audible.com Windows Internet Explorer maximized. Search C.jsp bvusb.
All right. What happened, I think, is that I've gone back and forth between things.
Audiobooks
a few
by audiobooks. Visited link details.
All right, there we go. Because I'd gone back and forth a couple times, the focus got off the main page and was up in all that stuff at the top. Thank you, IE7, for adding all that extra stuff you can get yourself tangled up in. What I did was hit escape because I'd hit a C, which I think got typed into the search box. So I hit escape to cancel that out and get out of any menus, and then hit tab a couple times, and I'm okay now. So I'll hit C.
Edit box.
And just because that just says edit box, so let's go up.
All products.
So we're going to search all products.
Edit box.
We're going to type something in here.
Keyword combo box.
This combo box lets you choose between. Let's see what
browse
the choices
off.
Are.
Keyword. Author. Title. Error. Author. Keyword.
Keyword, author, and title. In this case, just so we have a few, just to make sure, keep the results.
All products. Edit box.
To keep the results, so there's several of them. I chose all products. So I'm going to just type poo in the edit box and hit enter.
Poo.
And we will wait. Audible seems to be a bit sluggish tonight. You would think, since it's like 3:30 Eastern time at the moment, that there wouldn't be too much going on, but it seems to take a while anyway. So we're waiting for the page to load.
137
links. And I think it must...
137 links, 1 frame, 2 tables, 3 headings. Link skip to main.
I think it must load in stages or something, because you'll get a title and it'll say a number of links. And then a few seconds later, it'll do the title and number of links again. Okay, if I were using JAWS, I would do a search for the word results. But with WindowEyes, the results actually show up in a table. JAWS does not seem to see them as a table. And I've tried turning on layout tables, at which point it sees all kinds of tables, but not the search results. And I really don't know why one sees it as a table and the other doesn't. But The table thing is nice. So I'm going to hit T twice. First, I'm going to move to
table 1, start 2 rows, 2 columns.
And that is a table that's going to show up on any page that I'm logged into. It has
hello, Woodiana.
My username.
Visited link logout.
A logout link.
Link Audible Listener Gold.
The plan that I have. I happen to have the Listener Gold plan.
Link credits. 0. Link account details. Table 1 end.
So it's all my account details. I don't have any credits right now because they renew on the 10th. And so right now I don't have any. But and there's a link to my account stuff. So that's really kind of neat. That table is there. And that works with JAWS. You can go right to that if you need to find out about your how many credits you have or get into your account or whatever. So now I'll go to the other table.
Table 2, start 9 rows, 3 columns.
And that is our results. But just so we know how many there are, I'm going to hit up arrow.
Results 1-9. Best match combo box.
Okay, so best match. I think that's the sorting. It's going to try to give us the best match first.
Results 1-9.
Now I'm going back with the down arrow. And that says results 1 of 9. So apparently there were 9 results.
Table 2, start 9 rows, 3 columns.
Okay, now the cool thing about this is if you just want to know really quickly what results it found, you can turn on table mode with control numpad plus.
Table 2 on R1C1. Entering body. Winnie the Pooh A. Milne's Pooh Classics. Volume 1 unabridged. Add to cart express pay express pay.
Okay, so the first one is Winnie the Pooh. If I want to see what else is here, say I'm also curious to see if they have the Tao of Pooh or whatever, then I'm going to hit insert down arrow. And I'll move down this left-hand column. I'm in the far left column of this table.
Link when we were very young, A. Milne's Pooh Classics. Volume. Link now we are 6, A. Milne's Pooh Classics. Link the house at Pooh Corner, A. Milne's Pooh Classics. Volume 2 unabridged.
Hitting insert down arrow.
Link this is audible, January 20, 2006. Link add to cart, link express. Link this is audible, January 9, 2007. Link add to cart.
This is audible is a magazine they do with some of their popular or, you know, with featured authors and stuff that they're trying to let people know about.
Link the Red House Mystery Unabridged. Link Add to Cart. Link Express Pay. Link Robin Williams Audible.com with Sharon Stone, Part 1. Link A Grown-Ups Halloween Fantasies and Fables for the Philosophically Fiendish Unabridged. Link Add to Last Row.
Okay,
link
so that's all of them. Some of those bottom ones, who knows? Pooh is a keyword, so it could be that they said that they were in the style of Pooh, or I think those mysteries were written by the same author, so you know, it gets to be a fairly vague thing. The best match is a pretty good description. If you were using JAWS and you wanted to do this, since it's not recognizing these results as a table, you can't use the table method, but you can do it. Each one of these results ends with a link called more. So once you're on that first result, then you can search for the word more using Control F, type more, hit enter. And that would be that gets you to the product details. We'll look at that in a minute for Winnie the Pooh. But then if you go down from there, you'll get to the next title. And then you can hit Find Next, which is F3. And that'll take you to the word more again, would be at the end of the second search result. Go down from there and you get the title for the third one. So it's a pretty fast way to do it as well. Okay, so I'm going to go back up to the top. I'm going to hit Insert Control up arrow to take me to the top of this column.
Visited link Winnie the Pooh A. Milne's Pooh Classics, volume.
Okay, we heard that information before. Now I'm going to hit insert right arrow. We'll just explore everything that it says about this title.
Audiobook. Visited link Winnie the Pooh A. Milne's Pooh Classics, volume 1 unabridged. Author link A. Milne, narrator link Peter Dennis, release date 10222004, non-member price $18.17, year price $12.72, 1 credit.
Okay, so it says right there. There's a link to the book page, also the price, which I have the reduced price if I wanted to buy it because of my Audible membership, and it also costs a credit, so I can wait a few days until I get a new credit and use that credit to buy it if I want to, or I can buy it at the $12 and whatever price instead of the $18 and whatever price. Now we'll move over to the third column with insert right arrow again.
Audio length 2 hours and 46 minutes. Average customer rating. Version unabridged audio format description. Come with us to an enchanted place. A forest where Winnie the Pooh lived with Piglet, Rabbit, Owl, Ear, Kanga, and Little Roo. Visited link more.
Okay, so we find out how long it is. The customer rating, we can't actually figure out what it says there. But and then there's the first bit of the description, and then a more link. We're going to go to that more link because I want to show you about samples.
Visited link more.
And I'll hit enter. I just hit tab to get over to the more link and then hit enter. The samples, they claim that they're really working on this and that it should be done soon in such a way that it'll be easier. I don't have any idea.
Links, one table.
I have no idea how long it's actually going to be.
103 links, one frame, one table, three headings. Link skip to main content, visited link.
You know, it could be that by the time you hear this, it'll be easier, and I can certainly, I will check that out before I do this, you know, before you're listening to this, so that on Monday, if there is an update, I can give it to you. I know they're trying to make it actually work better, but it is possible to hear the sample now, and I'll show you how to do that. Okay, so the first thing we've got to do is find the book information. Okay, this page does have some headings. It used to have a heading for the title of the book and for the publisher summary, which was wonderful. It doesn't anymore, but it's still not too hard to do. So we're going to move by heading. I'm going to type H.
Heading 3, search options.
There's where we could do a book search.
Heading 4, all products.
That's, let's see.
All products, edit box, keyword combo box, go button.
Okay, that's the actual search itself.
Heading 4, I want to.
And that I want to is a bunch of kind of cute little categories. They have several different ways of doing categories. There's the sort of traditional, you know, comedy, poetry, fantasy, whatever. And then there's this where they have things like I want to be a kid again or feed my brain or whatever. Some kind of cute, slightly less conventional categories. That's the last heading on this page. So now I'm going to hit N to move by text.
Not a valid key press.
Oh, sorry, X. That's the trouble with using two screen readers. If I were using JAWS, it would be N, but I'm going to hit X.
I want to.
There's the I want to stuff.
Categories. Pointer 32,649.
Okay, the categories. Those are the more conventional categories.
Winnie the Pooh, A.A. Milne's Pooh Classics,
and
volume 1 abridged. Arrow.
There we have the actual book, Winnie the Pooh. This is from here on down is the book information. Okay, we got most of the book information that we might need before. Sometimes what I will do, if I just want to know how long it is, I'll search for the the characters MIN. That's like how many minutes, and then it'll take me to a line that says, you know, 2 hours and 40 minutes or whatever it was. If I want to know what the publisher had to say, I'll look for publisher summary or just the word summary. That find command is really your friend. Control Shift F in WindowEyes or Control F in JAWS. Right now, we're going to start with the sample. We're not going to hear the whole thing, but
sample.
We'll hear a little of it. Now, right now, the word sample is not a link. The problem is there is a flash button, which is invisible to both JAWS and WindowEyes, and also to System Access, which I've also tried. But it can be found if you know where to look. Now with JAWS, it's pretty easy. You go to your JAWS cursor, you route your JAWS cursor to the word sample by hitting the insert minus on the numpad. Then you hit left arrow on the numpad once, and then you're in the right place to left click or hit your slash key on the numpad, and you're good to go. With WindowEyes, it's similar, but it's a little bit trickier, so we'll do it. I'm going to hit Insert plus on the numpad to bring the mouse pointer to the word sample.
Pointer out to element. I beam. A. S.
I just hit right arrow and left arrow on the numpad to confirm that I was in fact in the right place. So yeah, I'm on the S of sample. So now I'm going to hold down my Control and Shift keys and hit the left arrow on the numpad 4 times.
Arrow.
Notice the first time I did it, it said arrow. That shows me that the mouse pointer is changed, which is good. It means I'm off the word sample, and the mouse pointer has changed shape, which we would want. So I'm going to hit it 3 more times. 1, 2, 3. I don't know if you can hear the key press, which is why I'm counting it. And then down arrowing once. So we
pointer 32,649 undefined.
So we go over 4, down 1, and then we left click. We hit our slash key.
Left.
B. Blackstone Audiobooks presents from the unabridged collection A.A. Milne's Pooh Classics, The 10 Stories of Winnie the Pooh, performed by Peter Dennis. This is the only reading of these immortal stories authorized by A.A. Milne's son, Christopher Robin.
I do not know an elegant way to get it to stop.
Peter Dennis has made himself Pooh's ambassador extraordinary.
Alt left arrow.
Previous page. File left pull down. Arrow.
And I'm going to actually hit alt left again.
Previous page.
Because it seems like backing completely out of the book back to the search page is really the best bet.
137 links.
You know, if you just let it play until it's done, that's fine. But in this case, obviously, we didn't want to do that. And I really don't know. It used to be in a separate window, so you could close that window and then you could go on. But it doesn't do that now. So,
Downloadable online audiobooks available. Link skip to main content.
I just wanted to make sure, see where I actually am at this point.
Table 1 start, table 2 start, 9 rows, 3 columns.
Okay, yeah, I thought so. I'm back on the search page that I was on to begin with. And I'm going to hit alt right arrow.
Next page.
Which should.
App starting.
So I backed up 2 and I'm now going forward 1 to get back
pointer
to the.
Pointer 32006.
I should be back on the Winnie the Pooh page.
Audible.com, Winnie the Pooh, A.A. Milne's Pooh Classics.
Yep. Okay, good. I was just checking my title bar, and it said I was on that page. So now what we're going to do is we're going to add this to the wish list, and then we're going to add it to the shopping cart. Wish list is where you store stuff that you're interested in and think you might want to buy sometime. And, of course, the shopping cart is where you actually buy it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the top of the screen, Control Home, and I'm going to look for the word add. With Control Shift F.
Combo. Edit box. Find endless show 106. Dialog. Find. Arrow. Found link D just added. Pointer 30.
Okay, I don't want that. I'm going to hit Insert F for find again.
Found. Visited link add to cart. Found. Visited link add to wish list.
And there's add to wish list. So I'm going to hit Enter on that.
Arrow.
Now the
pointer
wish
32,649 to find. 145 links, 2 tables, 3 heading.
You can sort the wish list a couple different ways. We're going to find it first. It's a table, and I believe it shows up as a table in both JAWS and WindowEyes. We go to the top, hit T twice.
Table 1 start 2 row, table 2 start 20, all combo box.
And if I just went up one, that's all. We can choose to see only like the last 60 days of wish list or however much of it you want. That's about the only sort you can do.
Table 2 start 20, 2 row, 7
in terms of what you want to see.
Link title.
But then we have ways of sorting it, like by title.
Link author. Link program type.
Author. Program type.
Link non-member price. Link your price.
Or your price. And you can, if you click on one of those, like if you click on author, and it'll sort from A to Z, but if you click on it again, it'll flip it around and do it from Z to A. So you can do that with any of those to get to what you want. Now, A.A. Milne, since it sorts by first name, is going to be near the top. So I'm going to sort by author. I'm going to arrow back up
link
to author.
Link program type. Link author.
And hit enter. And it's going to sort it like that.
144 links, 2 tables, 3 headings.
Okay. I'm going to hit T twice.
No table.
Oh, it must
arrow.
Okay. I'm probably at the bottom, so I'm going to go to the top. And then hit it twice.
Table 1, table 2, start 22, row 7,
I'm going to turn on table mode with control plus, numpad plus.
Table 2 on R1C1. Enter it, checkbox unchecked. Link Spanish word booster. Pointer 32,600.
Okay. I went down through the left. There's a checkbox, which we'll talk about in a second. Over to the right, there's Spanish. And down one more.
Link Winnie the Pooh on the bridge.
There it is. Okay.
Link our inner apron. Link Winnie the
Yeah, okay, Winnie the Pooh. Now I'm going to go insert left arrow.
Checkbox unchecked.
And there's a checkbox. I'm going to check it.
Checked.
And now I'm going to hit insert control down arrow to go to the bottom of the table.
Checkbox unchecked. Select all items. Link remove selected items. Link add selected items to cart.
So we can check everything. We can remove whatever's checked or add whatever's checked to our cart. And certainly that can be really handy if you want to buy a bunch of stuff all at once. So I'm going to add selected to cart.
Select all items. Link remove selected item. Link add selected items to cart.
And it's taking. There it is. There it comes.
Arrow. 56 links, 4 on clicks, 3 frames, 2 tables, 2.
Okay. Now, it's also a table, so we're going to move to table. Sorry, move the mic a bit just so that it's not quite so loud.
Table 1, start 2 rows. Table 2, this table lists the items in your shopping cart. Start 3 rows, 5.
Okay, I'm going to move down through this a little bit, so I'm just going to hit down arrow and go through.
Heading 3, my audio, title author, apply credits, price, you pay.
This is a table, but it's not showing it to us as such for some reason.
Link Winnie the Pooh Unabridged. Link Winnie the Pooh Unabridged. A .amiln. Visited link at site shopcart.jsp question mark move item 1,690,718 BV USB cookie. Yes.
That sounds like junk, but it has move item. What that will do is move the item from the shopping cart to the wish list.
Visited link at site shopcart.jsp question mark remove item 1,690,718 item no 1 BV USB cookie. Yes.
And that is remove item, again, buried in the junk. That will remove it from your cart and from your wish list.
NA.
Okay, NA, that's credits. What that is talking about, whether you want to apply any credits. And what happens is, if you have credits, and you have, let's say you have one credit, and you have four items in your shopping cart, Audible will automatically apply the credit to the most expensive item in your cart. If you want to do something else with it, like save that credit for later, there would be a checkbox here and you could uncheck it. So you can control when you want to use your credits.
$18.17. $12.72.
The list and discounted prices.
Table 2, this table lists the update subtotal button.
And then that the table ended, and then update subtotal if we changed a quantity. You know, if we removed something or changed what credits we were going to use, we would hit enter on that.
Heading 3. Subtotal. $12.72. Next step button.
Okay, the next step button you would hit if you want to continue, and then you would have a chance to confirm your purchase and then to check out. I am going to move the item back to my wish list.
So I'm just going to up arrow. Visited link at site shopcart.amiln. Visited link at site shopcart.jsp question mark move item 1,600.
Okay, move item. I'm hitting enter on that. It goes out of my cart and into my wish list so that I can buy it some other time. Okay,
links,
so now you've bought your book. In some cases it will download automatically. In some cases it won't. It seems kind of iffy. There's also a thing called Express Pay, which is actually does it all in one step. Basically, you click on it, and then it puts it in your cart, or it it applies a credit if you have one, and downloads it. It downloads in whatever format you've chosen as your default format. So it's kind of like the one-click ordering at Amazon, if you've done that. But if you don't, if you don't get it through the automatic download, then you're going to need to go to your library. So we're going to do that now.
Top.
I'm going to go make a list of links.
Link says, skip the main content, one of M, Y, my library 30.
And hit
visited
enter.
Link my library, iBeam.
The library stores all your books, and it stores them. It should be there as long as Audible is there. You do not have to worry about backing
arrow
up your stuff. If you cancel your membership plan, you still have access to your books, so it's really nice. Once you buy it, you can get it whenever you like, and as download it as many times as you like. Now, the library has some really nice features. We'll kind of go through a little of this.
Top.
I'm going to move by form field, so I'm going to hit C.
Audis combo box, select your current device.
The first thing is picking a device, and the reason for that is, if you pick a device, it will automatically, it will set your default format at whatever that device's top format is. So the Otis, its best format is format 3. So, and since I tend to down more books in format 3 than anything else, I use that. If you use a book port, you'd want to put either the book port, or if that's not listed as a device, something like the iPods or something else that uses format 4. This does not affect transferring to devices, it's just what format it's going to use.
Link add additional device.
You could add more stuff there, more devices, and pick one on the fly.
My preferred audio format for this device is.
You can pick one on the fly. Your default is set in your account, though. So that's.
Link add my preferred audio format for this device is.
Okay, you can choose your preferred format. So if its default is not what you want, you can pick it.
3. Link change this. Link learn more about devices sound compression format. Program type.
Okay, now we have different ways of sorting our library.
All program types combo box, select the program type to view.
I currently have it set to show all program types.
Purchased with a all combo box, select period of purchase.
All times. I could just show what I've bought in the last 30 days or the last 60 days or 90 days or various other things. But I have it set to show all.
Show 20 items per page combo box, select number of items to view on the page. Items 120.
Okay, it says 20
items per page combo.
But earlier it was showing all, so I'm going to see if I can change that. I'm going to go in here.
Browse off. Select number of items to view on the page. 20 items per page. Combo box.
I hit enter. Now I'm going to hit alt down arrow.
20 items, 50 items per, 100 items, 200 items per, all 218.
And I want it to show me everything. So there I am at all. These combo boxes will refresh if you just arrow. You've got to hit alt down arrow to get into them. Then when you find what you want, you hit enter. So now it's going to show me everything I've got on one page.
My library.
Which I really like, because usually I kind of know what the title of whatever it is I might be looking for is.
183 links, 140 on clicks, one table. Link skip to main
and
content,
so,
visited link audible.com audio that speaks to you. Wherever you are visited, link dgifts, link dredeem, link detail.
There we go. I'm a little trouble shutting it up. I really like being able to see it, you know, at a glance or in one place, everything, so I can type in what I'm looking for. For instance, I bought the Da Vinci Code soon after I signed up for Audible a couple years back. So let's say I have it in format 2 and I'd like to have it in format 4 to put on my book port. I can go find it. I'm going to do I'm going to go to the top.
Top.
Hit Control Shift F. I did hit Control Shift F. I'm not sure why the find box doesn't come up. Maybe just because this page is running slow. With all of that stuff on it.
Combo. Edit box. Find and add one.
Oh, finally.
The six dialog. Find.
Fine. Okay, I'm going to find the word code.
Found link the Da Vinci Code on the bridge, comma, part 2.
And there it is. So, just a little bit. You know, if you know what you're looking for, then that can be great. If you don't, then you might want to pick a smaller thing. And on the top line of the table, there are ways to sort. So if you just want to see stuff that starts with A through H or whatever it is, there's several different, you know, subsets. Or you just want to see certain date range, you can do that. But there's the Da Vinci Code, part 2. A lot long books get divided into parts. And then if I turn on table mode,
table 2 on R2,
and then hit insert down arrow,
link the Da Vinci Code on the bridge, comma, part 1.
There's the other part. I'm just going to move across this line so you can see what else is here.
Link Dan Brown.
There's the author.
On click rate audio 1, on click rate audio 2.
There's
on
rating.
Click rate audio book.
The program type, is it a book or is it radio and TV? What is it?
08H55M.
How long is it?
364MB combo box, select
there's
audio format.
There's the format, which by default is 3, and it would be 64 megabytes. That's a combo box, so I would hit enter and then alt down arrow and change it.
Downloaded.
That whether it's been downloaded or not is a visual thing. There's no way that I know of to find out. It could be that you could check the color or something and figure it out, but there's no obvious way.
Link downloaded. Link stream.
So we have the choice of download it or stream. We could listen to it without downloading it and just stream it if we wanted to. And
last column.
That
link
is
stream.
It. There is an extra column if you have a radio or TV thing, a subscription, something that comes out regularly. That would be podcast it. That can be really nice. Basically what you do, you hit enter on the podcast it link, and then you have a page where you can select the format you want to use for your podcast. And then there's a button for subscribing using iTunes, and then there's also a link that you can copy into a program like Juice Receiver or whatever your favorite podcatcher might be. That's really nice. So you can get your magazines or whatnot delivered. Okay, so that's the library. Then the other question, of course, is, well, how do I listen to this stuff? Well, you do need a couple of things. First of all, from the main page, you're going to want to get Audible Manager. From the main page, you can do that by making a list of links and typing SO until you get to Software, and then hit Enter. The Software page has all the different kinds of things that you might use for downloading Audible content. First of those is Audible Manager, which you will use if you want to transfer to most devices. I think even though you don't use it directly for the book port, you still need to have Audible Manager on your computer if you're using that. The only exception to that would be iTunes. Then there's a program called Audible Download Manager. Now, some people have had trouble, apparently. Oh, before I go on with that, though, Audible Manager, their version 5 is the current version, which requires Windows 2000, XP, or Vista. There's been a lot of discussion about whether it's more or less accessible than its predecessor. I've had really quite good luck with it using either WindowEyes or, JAWS 7.1 and above have built-in scripts. JAWS 7.0, you can go to the Freedom Scientific site and get scripts for it. Or you can upgrade to 7.1, which is a free upgrade from 7.0. So, with the scripts, it works really it really works pretty well. I would say it crashes less than the previous versions, which doesn't sound like much, but it really is. It's a good thing. So there's that. Now, some people have had trouble downloading using the latest version of Internet Explorer and Audible Manager. And in that case, you might need to get Audible Download Manager as well. Audible Download Manager, its primary function is to let you download Audible content to iTunes, but it doesn't have to be used for that. I'm just going to show that program to you briefly because so you know what it is, because it's kind of confusing having Audible Manager and Audible Download Manager. So I'm going to go to the Start menu.
Start menu. Start menu.
Programs.
SP. All programs. P. Pull down Microsoft.
And I'm going to hit A till I get to Audible Manager.
A. Accessor. A. Adobe A. Audible Manager. Audible Manager A.
I hit Enter.
Uninstall Audible Manager U.
And I'm hitting down arrow.
Audible Download Manager A.
There it is. So I'm going to hit Enter on it.
Menu closed. App starting. Arrow.
And this is basically a dialog box, this program. Really, all it does is control what happens to your Audible content when it comes into your PC.
No active application.
I'm not sure why that's not opening.
Audible Download Manager.
Okay. Property sheet. I just hit Alt-Tab. For some reason, the focus wasn't on it. So there I am. So I'm going to look at this.
Done.
Okay.
Audible Delivery 1 of 2 tab control.
So we're on the Audible Delivery page in this program.
Start Audible Manager checkbox. Checked.
What that is, it says, when I'm done downloading an audiobook, do you want Audible Manager to start? And if it doesn't start, then the audiobook will not be added to Audible Manager. So if you want to add it to Audible Manager, you want to check this so that it will start up and the program can be added to it. I'm going to hit Tab.
Start iTunes checkbox. Checked.
Same kind of deal. If you have iTunes and you want to add your Audible content to it, then you would check that. If you don't have iTunes, you can uncheck it, and then you don't have to worry about it. I'm hitting Tab again.
Change download location button.
So you can change where your files go.
Always use for Audible downloads. Checkbox checked.
And you want to always use these settings.
Launch at startup checkbox. Unchecked. Done. Button.
And that's it. The other page controls where your podcasts get saved, basically. So that's what this program is for, just controlling where your content goes. Can be very useful. There's also Mac software, if you happen to be using a Mac. If you use iTunes on the Mac, you don't need Audible Manager. And then there's software for pocket PCs, smartphones, and that sort of thing. Now, the old version of that works very nicely on the PacMate, and there are scripts for it and the whole bit. The new version, it has some nice features. It has the ability to actually get content directly from Audible without you having to use your computer and Audible Manager. However, I tried it a couple weeks ago, and it looked like it would need some serious scripting. I really couldn't find the buttons and stuff. I don't know how hard or you know, or easy it would be to script it, but it clearly needs some help to actually work. So if you have a Packmate and you want to listen to Audible content on it, you really need the older version of the player, at least at this point. And it's no longer on the Audible site. The folks at Packmate Gear have been trying to get permission to put it on their site, but as far as I know, it isn't there yet. You can check the Packmate Gear site. If it's not there, you can join the mailing list and ask for a copy, and someone will send it to you. Because there's certainly a lot of people on there that have the older version. All right. So, that's the software you need. Then, what can you do with these programs? Well, you can play them on your PC using either Real Player, Windows Media Player, or the built-in Audible Player. Now, the only thing about that is... Media Player, I was just thinking, that's right, that you can, there's also an Audible Manager download type thing that will use Media Player, but it's Windows Media Player 11, which so far I have not found all that easy to use. But, you know, it's out there, and it only works with a few devices. But if you want to try that, you certainly can. Okay, so you can play Audible on your PC. In Audible Manager, if you want to change that option, you go to the Edit menu, you choose Options, and there's a Desktop Playback page where there's radio buttons for choosing which of those programs you want. So that's how you play it on the PC. That also would be where a program would stream if you chose to do that, I believe. I haven't streamed in a while, so that might not be true. someone can set me straight on that if they've done it. Then you can transfer your stuff to a portable device. If you're using something like an Olympus, a device that Audible has, then what you do is you go to the device menu in Audible Manager, and the first choice is Add Device. You hit enter on that. You have to log into the site. Generally, your username and password are already filled in, so that's pretty easy. And it'll show you a list of all the devices it has drivers for. You check the one you want and hit enter. It does an install. And then you plug in your player. The first time you transfer something, it will need to activate the player and again log in. And then once it's done that, then it doesn't have to do it again. With the Packmate, you can use that as a pocket PC, again, using that older player. One thing about that is that you want to be sure it's saving the stuff to your storage card, not your main menu, assuming you have a storage card, because it's going to eat up your memory really fast otherwise. And that is doable. I'm kind of running out of time to demonstrate that at the moment, but it is doable and certainly a good idea. Transferring to the book port is really simple. You plug in your book port, you run the transfer software, you pick an Audible file, and you tell it to transfer it. The first time you have to activate it, which is just a matter of putting in your username and password, and it'll log in and take care of it, and you never have to worry about it again. And one thing about the book port that's nice is you have the option of speeding up the book as it's transferred, which is kind of cool. You can only use Format 4, but of course that's a nice quality, so that's good. And the being able to speed it up is nice, which you can also do on the new Olympus players, as you listen, which is really cool. If you have an iPod, it's easier with Brian Hartchin's scripts, but you can, and probably the set files. I haven't used the set files in a while, though I'm not sure how well they work with the new version of WindowEyes and the new version of iTunes. So I wouldn't guarantee that would work, but you can do it even without the scripts. Basically, what you do is, in iTunes, in your source list, you're going to choose audiobooks, and then you tab once to an edit box, type in the name of the book, tab again, and you'll get a list that just shows, you know, what it found in the search field, which would be the name of the book. With Brian's script, you can arrow to it and hit Control-C to copy. Without the scripts, you would have to probably choose copy from the edit menu. Then you go back to the source list, find your iPod, and hit paste, or, you know, Control-V, or choose paste from the menu, and that should take care of it. The other thing you can do with Audible books is burn them to CD. If you want to do that, it's best to burn the Format 4 version. And what you do is, in Audible Manager, Shift-B is going to take you to burn mode, or it's going to toggle you, rather, between burn mode and device mode. And if you're in burn mode, you can choose something and then go to the device menu, and one of the choices, burn to CD, and you do it. It might need to download some software to use with your CD player, CD burner, but once that's done, it should work pretty well. If you do have any trouble with any of this stuff, Audible tech support is really good. They're helpful. They also have a remote desktop kind of thing where, with your permission and going through several steps, they can connect to your computer and control what's going on, so they can poke around and see what's happening and fix things if they're not working. So, you know, if you can't burn a CD or Audible Manager isn't working properly or whatever, definitely give them a call. One other thing is that Audible has a bunch of RSS feeds for, like, new content, bestsellers, kids' books, free audio, a bunch of different things like that. You can add those to an RSS reader, and it's a really nice way of kind of seeing what's going on the site if of particular interest to you, along with the mailings that they send out and stuff. So that's kind of a neat way to do it. All right, well, I think that is pretty much covers, you know, the basics of what Audible is and how it works. And if there are other things that you have questions about, feel free to ask, and we can talk about them in the next segment. So thanks very much, and goodbye.